Hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure it's going. Okay.
All right. Turn on the recorder.
Done.
Call to order the closed session. Could you do a roll call, please?
Commissioner Chan?
Here.
Commissioner Gondek?
Here.
Commissioner Kelly?
Here.
Commissioner Vescovi?
Here.
And President Nitter?
Yes. All right. I need a motion and a second to approve the May 19th agenda of the closed session.
Commissioner Chan.
Wait, where is this? You're just approving this agenda on page 3.
Yes.
Commissioner Gondek.
Yes.
Commissioner Kelly.
Yes.
Commissioner Vescovi.
Yes.
And President Nitter.
All right. Now we're just going to review and discuss. I received a letter from Commissioner Kelly. It's on the last page of your closed meeting minutes. And Ivana, you're going to go through it.
And I couldn't even call anybody. They took me in. I had AFib.
My heart rate was 55 to 165, and if I hadn't had it, I just couldn't figure I would have a stroke and I would have been off the board permanently. And I was home, I couldn't function. I couldn't function for about 4 months. I couldn't walk on my driveway. Even in December, I was so out of it. My body was just not functioning properly.
Mario, I'm sorry, did you say how many months? You could not function?
No, for about 4 months.
4 months, okay.
September, October, November into December, almost January. I think I came into January. I missed last month's meeting because my COPD kicked in. I couldn't breathe. So I called Lori. I can't breathe. I can't make it. I just don't function properly. And however, now, I've seen some specialists. I've seen some doctors. I've got medication. It's helped me tremendously. I'm back to jogging again a little bit. And I feel, energized. But don't get old, folks, because there's a real hassle. I never took any kind of medication. Now my mom took heart medicine, thyroid medicine, blood thinner. So that thing I think is a result. I don't see any effect. Health-wise, I feel much better. Okay. That's my answer. With the, my lack of preparation, what I've done in the past, I've always gone through the packet. And that's all that we've had a meeting, or usually a Thursday or Friday or Monday before the meeting. For one reason, because some of the things we go through, we don't spend time. I think today, Gina made an effort to go to the side. What are we talking about? So much mission. So my meeting with Laura is helping. And to look at that, I know I'm rather quiet, but I got a lot of the answers ahead of time. That helps me. All right. That is. So when you say lack of preparation, I'm sorry. The one thing I did say, this is probably got people upset at me at the moment, medication makes you so dry.
So Mario, if I could just interject while you're drinking water. So completely, I just want to know the first issue, right? The missing the meetings. That is completely understandable. And when all this happened with your son, my gosh, it was devastating here. And again, my deepest condolences. And that's a fury. I cannot imagine what that's like to go through as a parent.
Never know.
Well, hopefully.
You know what's sad part is? No one from the doctors who came to my son like that really probably be loved. But that's, it is what it is.
And then, the health issues, absolutely. Yeah, growing old sucks, and things happen even when you're younger. You never know what's going to happen, right?
It gets worse.
Right.
The body does not basically get back in focus. And then they told me 3 or 4 months, I said, better than mine. I could not walk around my driveway. And even in December, I couldn't breathe.
So one thing that I think we can do, because and I fully do appreciate all of this, is we do have the ability to zoom in or to, when you can't make it in, to be able to call in to meetings. So I think
for limited purposes.
But the other thing,
illness
is one. Most park districts do have an attendance
requirement.
And one thing we could do is say, going forward, right? I whatever happened in the past happened in the past, who cares, right? But I don't think it's a bad thing to say. And one thing I would do is ask Lori to get with other, find out what the other park districts are. Because I don't know, is it 20%? Is it 30%? I don't know what that number should be. But and it's just something we've never had, was an attendance requirement.
Sure.
Okay.
And
ordinance.
Sure. Do we have an ordinance that states that simplifies certain specific details regarding what you don't attend after a period of time, if you're whatever.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but this district doesn't have an ordinance like that. All of my other clients in almost every park district I know does. The state code permits us to adopt an ordinance that specifies the number of meetings that a commissioner can, that if he exceeds that, he or she exceeds that, that the board is in a position by law to declare the seat vacant. And in that case, then they would take action to fill that seat. So, But for an example, this is one that I pulled just in advance of tonight. In a neighboring district of yours, if a commissioner neglects to attend regular and special meetings of the board for a period of 3 consecutive calendar months, or neglects to attend a minimum of 6 regular or special meetings in any 12-month period. That's just what
they have.
No. This is one of many different examples. And so you can put together whatever kind of schedule you want. If you want to put, you're not required by law to have the ordinance, so you don't have to do anything.
Well, I would like to direct you to create an ordinance.
But I completely
disagree that we should have this ordinance. Why? Because when people are sick and they can't make it, they're still elected by the people. We can't remove a public official just because they don't show up for meetings.
Well,
John O'Brien was gone for 15 out of 16 meetings. He moved out of state. He got a different job out of a different state, and he was still able to stay on until after. No, he was absent. He was only there for 1 physically, and then he was allowed. Okay, so.
So
during a stretch of 16 meetings from January 20, 2014 to April 20, 2015, O'Brien was physically present at 1, absent from 4, and attended 11 via audio and video conference.
Tina, can I ask you a question? Do you think that's good representation of the community?
Well, the board has done that before.
So why
do we want to do that?
Because I think this board, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but it seems to me your concern is we need to have 5 functioning commissioners that can perform the duties of the job. And Tina, let me say one other thing. You can include an exception to the requirement for illness. And if he's able to attend remotely,
we can make an ordinance.
I don't see why the ordinance constricts commissioners.
Tina,
commissioners are elected by the people, and we should not allow for an ordinance to be able to remove somebody.
So you think that was good?
No, you're the one who allowed it. You and Lori were there.
But we tried to stop it. We tried to get him off every way we could. So it wasn't like Lori and I allowed it. We had 1 vote. I had 1 vote. Lori has no vote. My point is, I don't think that's good. I don't think that should ever happen again. So let's put an ordinance in place to make sure it doesn't.
The statute clearly authorizes the park board to adopt an ordinance for this purpose, and it says it's basically neglects to perform the duties of his or her office or attend meetings of the board for the length of time as the board fixes by ordinance. That's right out of the statute. That's the legislature of the state of Illinois telling you that you have the authority to do this and that it makes sense to do it when it's inappropriate, when you're not getting adequate community representation. I would say also that it's appropriate to include some sort of an exception for health or welfare.
So once again, I'm directing Stephen, please create an ordinance.
Can we just get a consensus then on what you want to do?
Yeah.
I
say an ordinance with some exceptions.
Okay.
Yes.
And what I would like to do then
can I just make one comment? Everybody else has been very vocal. You have someone who is not participating, coming to the meetings, questioning or talking about anything. I mean, they're not representing the residents anyway. So why do you want to keep them on if he's doing nothing or if she's doing nothing?
I think that's the general assembly's
position. So who cares? Then they voted incorrectly for somebody that's not even doing anything.
Think of it this way. Right now it's attendance. It's about performance, whatnot. If you don't stand up during the meeting,
there's no statutory authority to remove somebody for how they conduct themselves.
It's going
to
be whatever.
Tina, let me clarify. Can I clarify that? There is no other statutory authority to remove a commissioner. It's vacant. It's either vacant because you die, you're disabled, or this provision that I'm talking about.
Excuse me, can we talk one at a time?
Hey.
Is it, Mark, are you in support of this ordinance?
I'm sorry.
Are you in support of an ordinance?
Yes, I am. I think I am.
Why?
So, go ahead, Mario.
The point is that, look, when I first came on the board here, I had meetings and I discussed I had no clue of Campfire, I had no clue of Pioneer Program, Gateway, and I was so looking on the internet. I wasn't really totally informed of what the partner was doing. I just think that we have to have some guideline. Again, I don't debate it, but the point is that if I don't want to come to a meeting because I don't give a damn that I'm going to a party, I'm going out of town, that's one thing. But if I'm sick and I can't make it here, I let Lori know every time I don't make it.
Yeah.
So I guess there's some guidance that we need, some structure, I think, regarding an ordinance, whatever that might be. I think we can agree or disagree on that.
I think it sets expectations.
Yeah, I look. I love our partners. People are, we have, I've told Lori this a thousand times. What you've done with her, I admire what you've done. I have other issues that come to mind right now, okay? But we have one of the greatest partners around. I go all the way. I bring my friends here, I go, what the hell is this? I got a good friend of mine who lives up in Northbrook. He said, we don't have this kind of thing. I mean, so we've done a great job. But I'm not denying that I'll never score an appealing part of this man. Great. I have other issues regarding financing and other things. I've always said, I'm not a numbers man, okay? When I look at the budget, it doesn't make any sense to me. I really mean that. It's not user-friendly. It's not transparent.
Yeah,
we've got to change it so that I can understand it and the people out there can understand it. Numbers are thrown out and shoot out. I don't know. I honestly don't understand the budget. I really don't. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a numbers person. I've never been. You know, 2 and 2 are 4, that's about it. So I don't understand budget. So I don't excoriate the fact that we have a budget. I just don't understand it. I don't.
So coming back to the ordinance, though,
yeah.
If we put an ordinance in place, this just gives more it constricts commissioners. Because say, like, you have business or you have something that you have to go to. Now, I don't support, you're not going to do anything, but if you can't be there present and then you're still doing so much in the background, then you're still doing something. You've been elected by the people to be removed from your position because of attendance is... because if you look at, there are plenty of commissioners who don't show. It's not the greatest thing, right? We wouldn't want that. But this would be, they could remove you. It'd be a vacancy. And it'd be appointed. And that would go against the will of the people, because the people voted for that person to be there. If the person does a bad job and they don't show up, then the person can vote voted out the next election.
I think I got 4 commissioners telling me to draft an ordinance and one telling me not.
Can we just table it for the time being? Go on something else.
Sir, this is the only thing we have in close. So this is it.
I would like to have an ordinance, because if you're traveling for business, you can zoom in. You can attend.
Well,
that doesn't stop you from attending.
But that you don't need an ordinance for that. You can just
It's an ordinance if you don't. If you choose not to for 3 times.
Well.
If Mario is sick and he's really sick, he can't zoom in. So if he misses so many studies, then he's going to be around and he will be there. But how can you think of all the exceptions?
The ones that make sense.
Well, so you mentioned illness and vacation, right?
You're sick.
How many to go through, Tina? Illness.
I just think it's basically it can be used to remove somebody from public office.
No, if it's stipulated. Yeah,
there are a variety of ways that people can be removed from public office, including non-attendance at meetings or failure to perform their deal. I'm speaking. Please, one at a time. So there are other means of communicating with or there are other means of removing an elected officer. A judge can be removed for a variety of reasons. Lawyers can be disbarred. People in all walks of life can be removed from their position. And the General Assembly has recognized that if a commissioner misses too many meetings, that an amount of meetings that's determined by the board, and the General Assembly gave the board that authority to decide how many meetings is too many to miss. They've recognized that. Now, whether you want to adopt an ordinance is totally up to this board. It's not required by law to adopt this thing. So if you want to adopt it, you can say in it what you want to say. You want to create exceptions for illness or other reasons, you can do that. I do think, Sharon, you make a really good point about the fact that the Open Meetings Act now gives commissioners four reasons to attend by electronic means. One is illness. The other is business. I forget the third one, and the fourth one is unexpected child care obligation. So I think the other one is business of the district, actually. So there's those four reasons for, you know, that if you are absent due to those, you can just jump on a Zoom call. And if that's not workable, then it would be treated as an absence under the ordinance.
I mean, part of this is I don't think that we should ever have to be in this situation again when we were with General Bryan. But we couldn't do anything. And so I don't want to be in that position again. So you're using it against me, and then you're using this against me. You can't have it both ways.
I mean, you were there, Sharon, and that's why.
Well, that's my point. I was there, and I couldn't do anything.
Because there was no ordinance.
No.
But I just don't think that the ordinance is, it could be used against commissioners who are voted by the people. There's so many people who don't show up and they are elected and they do a bad job in the next election. Well, that's why the people wanted a 4-year term and not 6 years, but you have ignored it. That was the election result.
No.
We're out of bounds with the subject of the closed meeting.
I think we have to stay on top. 3 out of 5 commissioners would like you to draft the ordinance.
Okay. All right. I'll draft it. You guys, I encourage you to review it and make any suggested changes. You know, you can discuss it in public. You can do whatever you want with it. But I'll be happy to draft it and provide it to you and, you know, try to get it into a form that will work for you as a group.
Can I have you give us a list of conditions to, you know, pick and choose and draft?
Yeah, list of conditions.
All right. Can I have a motion and a second to rise from closed session and resume the open session?
I want to rise from closed session and resume the open session. And there's reasons why certain things have happened here. One thing is health problems. You can't solve that. And hopefully it's solved by the medications.
Good. Thank you. We hope it is too.
Yeah.
And this is less about you, to be honest, having this ordinance and having it in place. You don't know who the next person is who doesn't give a damn and doesn't want to be here.
This is fine. I don't have any problem with this.
All right. You are bound to the confidentiality of the closed session. So the subject matter and the contents of the discussion in closed session is not for public communications. And you violate the Open Meetings Act if you speak out about things that are occurring in closed session. The penalties are civil and criminal.
Can I make one comment?
Yeah.
Just so everybody's aware of it, there has been a written document circulated on all those facts. So so, you know, it's pretty well known to a number of people, so
already.
Already, so it can be construed that maybe
it'll
come from the commissioners, but I'll just let you know that it's already been circulated.
Well, yeah, so I think it's, you know, really important for this board to remain confidential about the things they discuss and close in order to comply with the Open Meetings Act, and also just out of respect for your fellow commissioners.
I agree too. And just to be clear, this is something that if it's handed to, let's say, someone outside of the closed session, and then that originates from that person, it still can easily track back to somebody, right?
I can't speak to that, but I would just say that documents are as confidential as the discussion. So any document you get enclosed is as confidential as anything that gets said.
Okay.
Anything outside is no problem. Yeah.
What's that?
Anything beyond that is no problem.
Yeah, all the open meeting stuff is...
But anything here...
Closed has to remain confidential. Okay. Any questions on that?
No, just criminal and civil...
Okay, so we have to go back.
All right, now we need to...